You're listening to WMUK. I'm Arlene McMichael. How could we reduce the number of sexual and verbal attacks against women on college campuses and in the military? Gender violence expert Jackson Katz says it would help if men were encouraged to speak up when they witness a woman being harmed. Katz speaks Thursday night at Western Michigan University. Last week, he talked to me explaining why some men hurt women and what can be done.
It's not an individual problem. It's manifest in individuals, but it's much broader than that. So I think it's naive to think that we can run from one individual to the next and say, what went wrong with him? And did he have a bad childhood, or does he have a drinking problem? It's much more systematic than that. And so what I'm looking at in my work is the range of sort of beliefs and belief systems that contribute to this ideologies of manhood that we are raising our sons with, like that they just, for example, that they should be in control, that power and control is a kind of a masculine quality, and that in relationships, men's needs get met first, and men's entitlements to women's bodies, in various ways.
Where does this start? Does it start in the home?
But people, again, are mistaken if they think that somehow the forces at work in our society are somehow confined to what's going on inside a family. Families are impacted by every other force at work in a given culture at a given moment. And so our kids are growing up in a culture with multiple influences on many different levels. And the norms, the social norms that underpin abusive behaviors have multiple sources. I mean, whether it's peer cultures, media culture, pornography culture, sports culture, religious belief systems.
How can we change culture?
Well, part of my work is running prevention programs in all these different systems, and I'm one of the architects of what's called the bystander approach to gender violence prevention and bullying prevention. The bystander approach, what that does is it looks at men and women not as perpetrators and victims or potential perpetrators and victims, but it looks on everybody as what we call a bystander, which is a friend, a teammate, a classmate, a colleague, a coworker, a family member. Those of us who are not abusive or being abused, what can we do to challenge and interrupt abusive behavior? And what can we do to support, the victims and targets of that behavior? In other words, how can we not remain silent in the face of the abusive behavior? And in male culture, the goal of this approach is to get guys who are not abusive towards women and girls or other men and boys to not just walk away or turn our head, but to actually challenge and interrupt our friends, our teammates, our colleagues and coworkers who are making sexist comments or sexist jokes, or obviously who if they're being physically or sexually abusive, obviously that needs to be confronted, if you will, in a safe way. But the goal is to get more men to start making it clear to other men and young men that treating women with disrespect is not acceptable, not just because you're going to get in trouble with the authorities, like you're going to get the coach is going to punish you or the police are going to arrest you or something, but because we in your peer culture don't accept that kind of behavior, and you'll lose status and you'll lose friends and you'll lose respect among your peers if you act in those ways.
It sounds like what you're trying to do is create an environment where men feel affirmed in standing up against violence and bullying and so on.
Right. Guys in male culture are often policed into conformity with certain norms, because if they do step out of the box, if you will, the man box, they're often ridiculed, like they're going soft or they're not a real man or they're not one of the guys or all this kind of stuff. And this exerts an enormous amount of pressure on men and young men in particular, who are so impressionable and so concerned with what their friends think of them. And so a lot of guys see bad behavior by other guys, and they don't say anything, they don't challenge it or interrupt it, in part because they're worried that there'll be negative consequences and that they'll be somehow unmanned by that act. What we say in the MVP model and in the bystander approach is that the person who speaks up, the young man who challenges his friend who tells a sexist joke, that takes so much more strength and self-confidence to do that than to remain silent or to laugh along nervously.
Jackson Katz speaks at 7 p.m. Thursday, October 22nd, in room 2452 Noss Hall at Western Michigan University. To hear the full interview, visit WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Arlene McMichael.